Hello, good morning. Just appreciating. Can you hear me okay? Sound all right? Great. Just appreciating already the quality of stillness and, yeah, appreciating that. Arriving here, taking a few breaths. That companionable container of silence that we're creating together. So it feels almost hard to bring some words into the silence. But I wanted to offer a few reflections and hopefully helpful pointers for this day. Firstly, I hope that you slept well and got some rest. I know it can be hard the first night in a new place. And if that wasn't possible, an encouragement to rest during the day. We've got quite a long period at lunch where a nap might be possible, for example. So you've probably seen the schedule that's gone up for today, and it's slightly going to be slightly different on the first day. The other days will be the same, so it's not going to be changing every day. You don't have to worry about that. But for this first day, really wanting to bring in this theme of continuity of practice. So we might look at the schedule and see, you know, sitting, walking, yoga, and a kind of moving from one to the other. And can we, in the transitions, in the moving between, also stay close to ourselves? Gather in the awareness again and again as we change the position of the body, as we move from sitting to standing, as we walk down the corridor, as the hand reaches out to turn the doorknob or open the door. We could call those the in-between moments, but this is a continuous practice and a continuous invitation to show up and remember and come back again and again. And particularly in this first day when we're still adjusting and arriving and settling, can be that sense of when you've even quite slowly put the brakes on, but there's still a kind of reverberating in the being. You might be noticing that the mind, heart, body is still caught up with what you've left, the journey here. Or it's pulled forward into what next. This is all going far too slowly. I want it to speed up, and I want the next thing and the next thing, and maybe the next thing will be better, and the thing or the thing after that, or if only, or oh, when is the bell going to ring? All of these moments of recognizing, oh, I'm leaning back, or I'm pulling forward. All of those moments are moments where we can, with great kindness and infinite patience, again and again, ah, I'm here now. I can feel the floor beneath me, sitting bones, feet on the ground, landing. That lovely story of Helen's yesterday of starting out on the journey and then realizing they needed to go back again to the beginning, start again. That's always, always available to us. And in those moments of beginning again and again and again and again and again, times 10 to the power of whatever it is, the largest number that they've discovered in the world. How much gentleness, how much patience can we offer ourselves? There I go. Here, there. The next thing, the last thing. So noticing our relationship to all things. There's a lovely definition of mindfulness by Dean and Aisha Francis of the Urban Mindfulness Center. They speak about mindfulness as really an investigation of our relationship to all things. Our relationship to all things. Our relationship to the first bell we hear in the morning. Lovely, not lovely, neither. Our relationship to entering the hall, seeing other people, to the movement, to waiting in the queue, to scooping the porridge into the bowl, the smell, the taste, the textures, the work period, and so on. In this investigation of relationship, at first it might seem quite, very unjuicy. We might find ourselves, reading every notice several times, or looking at all the cartons of herbal tea again, or, longing for some kind of distraction. Can we make those moments of recognizing the pushes and pulls, the different responses, relationships to everything that we experience, can we make that too a juicy and interesting place to practice? Curiosity, a kindly, gentle, warm curiosity. Really a central part of what we're invited to do. And in the slowing down, in the keeping it simple, again, our bodies might be starting to move more slowly, and we might notice, the mind is just speeding away, speeding away, speeding away. So again, seeing if we can not problematize that. Noticing where we're making a judgment, where the critic is coming in. Shouldn't be like that, shouldn't be this way, I shouldn't be this way, I should be that way. The comparing. Landing back again. Back to the ground. Back to the body on the ground. So particularly in these first days, but really all through this retreat, we'll be emphasizing again and again mindfulness of body in all its different aspects. So a really central part is the breath. And the lovely practice that Helen led us in this morning before breakfast of sensing into the breath in different parts of the body. Falling in love again and again with how this breath is right now. And we want very much also to emphasize choices. So that in the moments for any of us where there can be too much contraction or agitation or tension in coming into the closer relationship with body and breath, that we really remember there are choices around this. And as Helen guided us in last night, the possibility of opening the eyes, looking around, taking in shapes, forms. And another option that I wanted to offer and invite you to join me in now is if the breath feels really constricted, if the body feels really constricted, something, a practice that we can do that we often offer to actually to children and young people is to follow the breath by moving one finger up, finger of another hand. So with your left hand, tracing the thumb of the right hand, so breathing in and breathing out as it comes down the outside of the thumb, sorry, the inside of the thumb, breathing in as it goes up the next finger, breathing out as it goes down that finger, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. Breathing out and starting again. So another option when, as I say, if the breath and the body feel like there's too much going on and something, a bit more space needs to come in. So this really combines that kind of tactile sense of actually, yeah, here's the skin, here's the body, here I am. And also you can visually sort of giving the eyes something to do, something else to kind of direct the attention to. So please be sensitive to your own conditions. There's a way in which these practices are an art form. We're the artist and we're also the material that the art is being formed from, and we're also the tools. So it's quite a lot going on. And there's a sense of a kind of, everyone has a unique form of art in this, or a unique form of music, a unique form of creativity. Becoming little by little our own sensitive, wise, kind teachers. So if you're still doing the finger breathing. I invite you to put that down for now, and I'm going to offer another option for a practice, which is again in the very much with the intention of offering soothing and rest, and it enables us to get in touch more closely with a part of the nervous system called the vagus nerve. You may have heard of it. It's a long nerve that goes down from the brain through the torso, connecting with many of the organs and down into the pelvis and the legs. So it's one of the longest nerves in the body, and it, as I understand it, on a kind of neurological basis, it is what helps us move from a fight, flight, freeze, collapse type of response to a response that is more about resting and digesting. Resting and digesting. And it involves six different points, which I'll talk us through. If you have glasses, you might want to remove them. And this is completely optional. As with everything we offer here, please find your own way with it. If it doesn't feel comfy, if it doesn't feel like the right thing for you in this moment, just let it go. It's fine to just stay sitting. And we'll begin with the ears. If you'd like to bring your hands to the outsides of the ears, massaging the earlobes and the, I don't even know what they're called, these bits around the kind of top and side of the ears. So a few breaths here as we offer some reassurance to the ears. So ears and sound, often the first way in which we sense, is it okay here? Is it all right? Saying yes to the ears. And then cupping the hands, making a little kind of cave shape with the palms, and bringing them over the eyes. So they're not pressing down onto the eyeballs, but making a little curved space above the eyeballs, but the fingers and the base of the thumb and palms can press onto the head. And with some breaths, offering some soothing to the eyes. Dear eyes, who are also often looking out, is it okay? Is it okay? Offering that reassurance to the eyes. Remembering to breathe. And then thirdly, bringing the hands to cup the chin. So the fingertips might reach up to the cheekbones, the base of the thumb underneath the chin. Allowing the jaw to release and relax down into the hands. And some breaths here, again, offering this soothing touch. And then bringing the hands together, the palms together, and bringing them to the upper chest or near the heart area. Maybe you can feel, touch the pressure, the warmth perhaps of the hands. And part of the body where often very soothing to offer reassuring touch. Even in the midst of all things agitation, confusion. Feeling the breath moving in the upper chest. Allowing the hands and arms to soften, the shoulders to drop. And then bringing the hands together again over the belly. Again, sensing into the warmth, the slight pressure of the hands. Feeling the breath in the belly. Not with any kind of forcing, but just the natural rise and fall. Offering the possibility of resting and digesting. And then finally the hands open out, the palms can face towards the ceiling and they come either to the lap or to the tops of the legs. Again, seeing if the hands can soften, the arms release, the shoulders release. So offering this choice of the vagal nerve soothing or any particular points that might feel more helpful at different times, knowing that that's available to you. So let's practice together for the next 20 minutes, finding again, checking in with your posture. Inviting the body again, if it needs to move, to stretch a little bit, to rock on the sitting bones. Exploring a way that our bodies can be both relaxed and wakeful. Relaxing into wakefulness. What can support this? A firm, grounded base. If possible, 3 points of contact. The legs, the knees, the backside, you're sitting in a chair, feet on the floor, backside on the seat. If it's comfortable, the hips slightly higher than the knees, making sure the knees are supported so that the spine can be free to find its natural length. Tuning again and again to the unconditional, unconditional support of the ground. Always there in every moment of our lives. Softening in all the places where your body touches the ground, beginning with the feet, the lower legs, for those sitting on the floor, the knees. The upper legs, the bones of the sacrum, the sitting bones, the muscles of the backside, the gluteus muscles. With an out-breath, inviting the whole of the lower half of the body to soften, to melt, to release downwards. The safe direction is down. Imagining the breath coming from the earth, being breathed up through the feet and legs. This freely offered gift bringing the breath into the foreground of awareness, not with any kind of forcing, but with a tenderness, inviting it closer. Beginning again, daring to begin again, tenderly inviting awareness to gather and regather. Sensing into what is the most helpful gathering place for this one in your location. Is it the ground? Is it the breath in the belly? Is it tracing the breath on one hand? Or opening the eyes to let in light forms and more wakefulness? In these last few minutes of this practice, just playing with coming in closer, bearing witness to whatever is your anchor point, maybe the breath, staying close, getting curious to the in-breath, the pause, the out-breath. Or if your anchor is a hand on the body, or shapes and forms with open eyes, you're seeing if that can be the foreground. Unhooking from everything else that might call you. Just for these moments, offering this simplicity to yourself. The poet Mary Oliver writes, "Each body is a lion of courage and something precious to the earth. Each body a lion of courage and something precious to the earth."
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.